From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. The Broward County Supervisor of Elections Office undoubtedly got a nasty surprise this week when it found out that the man convicted for the largest Ponzi scheme in Florida history is still a registered Florida voter. The Sun Sentinel reports that elections officials are taking steps to remove former lawyer Scott Rothstein from the voter rolls. A letter has been sent to Rothstein's last known mailing address to get the ball rolling, but he won't receive it. He's in the witness protection program within the federal prison system because he gave authorities information about organized crime figures. In 2010, he was sentenced to 50 years in prison for being the mastermind behind a $1.2 billion Ponzi scheme. Neither Rothstein nor his wife, who was also convicted of charges related to the scheme, has voted since October 2009. Well, Cuba's most prominent dissident journalist hopes once again to challenge the media limits of her communist island. Joanny Sanchez is set to debut a new digital newspaper today. And WLRN's Tim Padgett says the Cuban government isn't likely to be a big fan.
Joanny Sanchez calls the internet publication 14 y medio. In Spanish, that's loosely supposed to mean media for the year 2014. On her Generation Y blog, Sanchez says it will be a space for telling Cuba's story from inside Cuba. Sanchez admits that a big question is whether the government of Cuban leader Raúl Castro will let 14 y medio be read inside Cuba. Outside the Roman Catholic Church, the government has not permitted any independent media in Cuba. It has in the past censored Sanchez, who has won international acclaim for her critical writings on daily Cuban life. Cuba may be even less tolerant of free speech now. That's because of recent revelations that the U.S. government has tried to spark anti-communist unrest on the island via social media. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Here's Paul Leary.